Kim Kardashian shows the reality of mom life on live TV.
And the former Real Housewives of New York, Bethany Frankel and Jill Zarin, honey, make up in the friendly skies. We've got that tea, honey.
Plus, we're dishing with Austin Butler by playing the iconic Elvis Presley.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, honey, so back with us again, honey. She's a television personality, a serial entrepreneur, singer, hot mom of six. Give it up for Miss Kim Zodiac Bierman.
I'm happy to be back fishing.
And on the West Coast, we've got the host of The Business of Being Black with Tammy Mack on Fox Soul. Make some noise for Tammy Mack!
Give it to me what you say. Give it to me what you say. Glad to be back. Now, Gary, what are you throwing salt on today?
Well, girl, honey, okay, baby, it's time to talk about Kim.
Gary, she's right there.
Oh,
right there,
girl, honey, I'm not that shady, y'all, but honey.
Yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not. Y'all know I'm not that shady. But this Kim, honey, I'm talking about, honey, is her friend, Miss Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry. There you go. I'm sorry. So, Kimmy Cakes, anyway. Miss Kimmy Cakes, honey, just wanted a good time with Pete the Meat Davidson, honey, in the beginning of their relationship. But when it came to him meeting her kids, she was not having it, honey.
Yup, and Kim revealed that she waited 6 months before she let Pete meet the mini Kardashian West clan. And here's what she said. Kim, how about you read that quote just, you know, and give it that little Kim Kardashian flair to it.
Kim, please forgive me, girl. I consulted with a few therapists and friends that have been through it. I definitely wanted to wait 6 months. That was the marker.
Emmy bound, y'all. Emmy bound.
I don't think your kid should ever meet your mate until you marry him.
Oh, come on. No, but what if he doesn't like
that?
Never?
No.
Because what if the kids hate him?
You're going to already hate him.
Kim, how long did you wait to introduce Croy to your kids? Did they like him at first?
About 2 months, yes. Ariana was like in love with him. Like she just would stare at him. I mean, he was 24 years old. She was 9, and she just thought he was the best looking thing she's ever seen. And they instantly liked him, which kind of, I got a little jealous over that, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. And they actually, I think they like him actually more still all these years later than they
did you?
Yeah, honey.
Did you know that you were going to marry him by the time they met him?
Yes, I knew that there was something very different. 24, you know, never been married, no kids, from Montana, drove a truck.
Right? Yeah, because he sounded like he was farm raised or something.
He showed up in a gold Honda Accord, honey. I was like, couldn't you get like a black one?
Well, speaking of Kim and her kids, she has no problem with gathering them in public. During her performance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, her sons Sam and Saint started to cause a little stir while watching their mom from the audience. And Kim paused the whole interview, y'all, to serve them kids a dish of Act Right. Check this out.
I'm hearing kids.
Guys, can you stop? This is like your first time at work with me. Can
your
you
kids
please?
Are, your kids are right there.
Now, she has to master the look, you know, because like if you...
She does.
Like,
yeah. My mom she definitely has to master the
spoon. Yeah. The wooden spoon in her purse, the wooden spoon in the car, and she would give me that look.
Headcrack, you're so right. Those kids didn't get a single warning. I got 2 or 3 real good looks before I got, like, a point and a snap.
Oh, your mama gave good looks?
Oh, my mom and dad both used to
My mom gave one look, and the next thing was the chancla or the belt, and I was getting it.
Same.
That was bad.
See, the look in the level 2 is the warning shot, where you throw something at them. Yeah. Not with the intent to hit them, but to hit, like, go right past them to let them know you can be in business.
Kim, how do you reprimand your kids in public? Do you do it or do you wait to go to your back home? How does it go down?
Yeah.
I do have that look. I will say that Croy's more of the disciplinarian. I grew up getting my butt whooped all the time and I had a foul mouth, so I got soap a lot in the mouth. Croy's a disciplinarian for sure. He runs a very tight ship, but if I say I'm going to call your father, that's kind of mine. I look at him, and then if they don't listen, I'm going to call your father. And immediately they're.
Now, have you ever brought them with you to like an appearance on a show or anything? Do you think if they were here in the studio, they'd behave?
Yeah, definitely. Croy's here. Of course they would behave. They know like where to behave. Like,
Pops is there.
It's hey, Croy.
Yeah. All right, moving on. It looks like Real Housewives of New York City OGs Bethany Franco and Jill Zarin are all good, y'all.
Really?
Everything is good in the universe. You can get on with your lives. After not speaking to each other for almost 12 years, the two ladies happen to bump into each other on the same plane. That happens a lot, y'all. Both posted a photo they took of each other in first class, and of course, Bethany captioned the pic. So this girl walks onto a plane. Hashtag mention it all. Get a hobby if wings could talk.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. And Jill captioned the picture, a pleasant flight, no turbulence.
Love that.
Love that.
Yeah. Look, I'm glad it was a smooth flight. No one wants some awkward tension on a flight,
no,
right?
No, you don't.
It was a pretty bad feud. Kim, what would you do if you ran into someone you had beef with before and you were cooped up together on like a plane or even like an Uber?
Look the other friggin' way. I would not have anything to say. If I don't like you, I don't like you. I don't like you, I don't like you. There's no photos, honey. None of that. No.
I could see Kim like shifting her wig to cover her eyes.
Literally.
And looking the other way. Like, I'm not looking at you. If you see a wig move in a red cup, she's mad at you.
What's the longest running beef you've had with a person? And is it still going right now?
I mean, I feel like the only beef that I've really had with somebody in my adult years, and this was even before we were on Housewives, is Nene. I just never know how she feels about me. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty consistent. And so, but when we see each other, because we have such a long history, it's like, what's up, girl? Don't even try it. But then she'll leave and then text.
All right, moving on. Nick Cannon's fifth baby mama is setting the record straight about her relationship in a new interview on the Know For Sure podcast. Bree Tiazzi, who is currently pregnant with Nick's eighth child, that's eight, joked that her relationship with him is not a cult. It's not a cult, boys and girls, despite what some people believe. Take a look.
But at the end of the day, it's like, I make the conscious decision to be here with all of the information that I have because you gave me that opportunity, not because you lied to me or conned me or told me what I wanted to hear or whatever. It's not like some cult like everybody likes to think that it
they
is.
You think you're in a cult?
I swear.
That's insane.
But Kim, the question is, though, would you have still dated Croy, though, honey? Had he already had eight kids by five or six?
No, honey. I actually wanted somebody who had no kids, and I got it.
Oh, you lucky.
No, I would not do that. That just scares Does he just give his all his money away? Does he even get his own paycheck?
Why do you think you always see him on TV?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess
it's that's why that man's a workaholic.
Yeah.
I've seen wilding out in four different languages.
What's he doing? I just don't get I don't get it.
He said he got a missile of gold. That's what I was told.
Go figure. Well, switching gears, y'all, it's time for a dish debate. Blog is on site, posted on their IG page. A very important question for you ladies out there. Now, they asked, what are your thoughts on purchasing your own engagement ring? Now,
hell no.
I think that's a beautiful sentiment. I love that. I love that.
Kim, take a shot at it. Would you have done that?
Absolutely not.
It's giving desperado.
No, and look at my ring. And I thought I was going to get a one carat, and I would have married him with that. But look what he showed up
with. That's an infinity stone.
Yeah. All right now.
I was like, you showed up in a gold Honda, and you went and bought me that?
Oh, that's a big investment.
Well, that's how he got that, because he had the gold Honda.
That's why he's driving the Honda.
Right.
He sacrificed himself for me, honey.
No, if you can't take care of buying the engagement ring, you certainly can't take care of the household. I'm uninterested.
So what happened to love? I thought it was about love first and foremost.
Right? In the most prolific words of the greatest poet ever, what's love got to do with it?
Who needs a diamond if a diamond could be broken? All right, that what they saying?
Right. Yes, that's exactly what
up next, Joe Exotic wanted that old thing back, and it's not a tiger. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, Tanner, I heard you are the official Joe Exotic expert, and you have some news about him. Do tell. Tell me.
Kim, thank you so much, guys. I am so excited and happy to share this with you. Okay, we told you that after Joe's prison bay, John Graham, this is serious stuff, guys. I'm talking about Joe Exotic's love life. Sure, this is serious.
Right.
Okay, we told you after John Graham had been released that they split up and that Joe was back with someone from his past.
Oh, nice.
Well, guys, it's not his ex-husband, Dylan. Ooh. It's a guy named Seth Posey.
Hello.
Last year, Joe held an online competition to find a new boyfriend, and Seth was chosen.
Hello.
From prison, you're doing an online competition?
Okay.
Yeah. Must be cute. They dated for like a few months before Joe got with John, but now that they're back together, they're writing letters and talking on the phone daily.
Sounds like love, honey.
Yeah, love my ass. Yeah.
Okay, so Tanner, what do you think Joe says to Seth in his love letters?
Oh, his love letters, I don't know, probably something like, Zamp, my love for you runs as deep as the love I have for my tigers. I can't wait to pet you and watch the sunset together wearing Joe Exotic boxers and having a nice cold beer.
Wow, that was amazing.
That's
like
probably
Shakespeare in love.
Guys, can you be dating someone that you've never actually met in person?
No.
It kind of reminds me of back in the day when you would go to the skating rink and it was really, really dark in the skating rink. And then when the lights came on, you were like, damn.
That's what, yeah.
I didn't know you were the one I was
holding hands with.
I'll be right back. That's a little preview for just adult life when you're in the club or at the bar drinking and it's dark and the lights come on. Yo, that
turn
last call
off,
light.
And you've been dancing with a cave gargoyle the whole night. And you didn't even know. Machine Gun Kelly also has someone new in his life, but no, he didn't break up with my girl Megan Fox. His new friend is a microphone stand, y'all. Yeah. It's an inanimate object, but human attributes. We're talking about arms and hands. MGK dropped some pics on his IG and said, this is really just to show off the mic stand I designed to hold my cigarettes and drink.
This is genius. Because you know which microphone stand is yours, you know what I'm saying? Because those things kind of look identical when you're on stage, so you know that's yours. And if you do drink and smoke a lot,
I do
boom,
like
you
that
got
idea.
That second slot, so it's kind of cool.
Kim, if you could have, like, a hand stand to hold your solo cup, would you rock one like MGK?
And a cigarette.
All
and
day long. Yeah. I used to smoke. I quit, like, many years ago. But all day long to hold the solo cup and follow me around, it would have to follow me around, though.
Kim, you already got that, though. Troy walks with you. You hold your cup. That's your
Now, Kim, now you might relate to this. So, former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Teddy Mellencamp is helping her 7-year-old son, Cruz, deal with his fear of elevators. Now, Teddy, who's now an accountability coach, is using exposure therapy to help Cruz get past his phobia. Now, they're conquering a new elevator every day for 7 days, and Cruz gets, like, different levels of rewards for each success. Now, Kim, yesterday, you told us you walked up 34 flights of steps to get to our studios. Man. Did you have to do that again today?
No, honey. My legs were giving out all night. I got security this morning. I got security. We went in the freight elevator, so it was bigger. They all talked to me about food, which I love to eat. And before you know it, we were here, thank God. I'm very claustrophobic.
Kim, would you try the exposure therapy with any
of you? Absolutely not. That's torture. That's insane. What's an accountability coach? How do you get that license?
I don't know. Something he made it up.
I don't even know. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that sounds like you get a certificate at Craigslist or something.
Like, really? Like, that's a friend, you know?
Right.
Hey, Gary. Gary, is there anything that you're scared of that some exposure would help you with?
Well, but I don't know if I can say it, though.
Do tell.
I'm scared of ashy things.
I do need help with the fear of flying. And if you're sitting next to me on a plane, you want to move. Because I'm every time we hit a patch, I'm like, ah!
I have a great cure for that. Because I fear flying, too. And that medication is called Pinot Grigio.
Says it's like just like bumps in the road. When it happens, I'm like,
Croy. My car ain't 35,000 feet off the road.
That's true story.
Exactly.
Well, honey, up next, y'all, Andrew Braun, honey, is talking to Austin Butler and the cast of the new movie Elvis. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am on location in Memphis, Tennessee, right here at Graceland, getting ready to talk to the cast of Elvis. Take a look. Are you excited about your Oscar nomination? I mean, are you excited for that? It's coming. I'm calling it right now, and we're gonna play this clip back when he's nominated for an Oscar. My question also for you is, there's scenes where you're like, I mean, your body is like, you're like shaking, and you're just vibrating. Are you having an out-of-body experience? Are you disassociated? I mean, I know it's your job, but still, this is not your normal gig.
It's so hard to put into words. It's like, out of body experience is probably the way to describe those moments. Because you're not thinking at that point, you know? It's really, I feel so privileged
Yeah, you freaking should.
That got to be my life.
Yeah, you nailed it, like you said.
I gotta pinch myself.
Can you just explain the situation, what's going on right now, Calvin? Why are you standing like that?
I just wanted to show off my legs and,
Yeah.
You know. I'm just, you know, in B.B. King's style, you have to show the sex appeal.
Right.
There's something sexy about, and what am I doing? You really got me.
I'm just a guy in a shirt.
I'm an actor, and I'm fiending for some performance.
Okay, but let's talk about it. Because when we think of B.B. King, we think of him in one way, but, like, there is, like, a sex appeal about him. There is, like, a je ne sais quoi. Kind of talk about that.
I think it's just, like, listen, this is a man who has 14 kids and 12 wives. You know what I'm saying? Like,
He's been having some sex. What do you think was unique about Priscilla that she was the one for him?
I think, you know, a lot of people looked at Elvis, but not a lot of people saw Elvis. And I think that she was one of, if not maybe the only person that truly saw him, you know, and looked into his eyes and saw his soul.
What was your first conversation like with her? Were you nervous? Were you at
work? Of course, yes. I knew that she'd seen the film. She'd obviously said really nice things, which was great. But I think it's always strange, you know. I can't imagine what it's like to have lived a whole life and then, you know, some Australian girl is, like, coming on and playing you in a Baz Luhrmann movie, like, putting on a wig and, like, wearing your clothes. Like, that's really strange. But she was honestly so kind and so open and very, very present, which was really pleasantly surprising.
Wrapping this up, favorite Elvis song. Let's just wrap it up with that. What's I know it's changed probably, mm-hmm. but now what do you think? As you've learned to love Elvis and know Elvis, what's your favorite song now?
It's still Hound Dog for me. Hound Dog is lit.
I used to cover, I once covered A Little Less Conversation, and it's like, you've got to do like the whole song in two different octaves.
Do you want to sing a bar?
Not in the morning.
Finally, will you just take us out with another pose?
100%.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Listen, this is Miu Miu. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Miu Miu.
Yeah.
I'm wearing some fashion today. So all the people back home, just remember, Calvin Harrison Jr., B.B. King, Elvis movie, fashion icon.
That's a wrap here from Memphis. Be sure to check out Elvis June 24th, only in theaters. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so welcome back. Now, it may not be Halloween, but one of Kourtney Kardashian's kids is already in a spooky mood.
Oh,
now, it seems like one of her kids Google searched for the world's scariest picture. Now, Kourt shared on her Instagram stories this video with the caption, "Things being searched on my computer. I know exactly which kid it is." Now, Kourtney didn't say which kid she thinks it is, but Kim, you know the family pretty well. So out of Penelope, who's 9, Rain, who's 7, or Mason, who's 12, who you think is the culprit here?
I definitely think Penelope. She's pretty reserved and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think Penelope, if I had to guess.
Well, what's the craziest thing that you've ever seen your kid search
for? Oh, my God.
How to summon Slender Man, and how much is my dad worth?
No. I don't know.
I don't know if they're connected.
That's a good one. Cash was about 2 or 3 years old, and I walked in, and my girlfriend Abigail Ratchford, she's like very beautiful and like a model and whatever, and she's on YouTube. Somehow he found it at 2 or 3. He had the covers over his head with the iPad, and it's like a slow motion video of her boobs. Oh, going up and down.
Wow. Good job.
It's the video where she's like running, right? And she's on the beach. I might have seen it. Don't worry about it. I bet you did.
And I was like, Cash, what are you doing? He's like, what? Since he was like 2 years old. Like, he loves boobs.
If you guys ever hear about me going missing, just destroy my computer. Just destroy my computer.
I got you, bro.
Delete my Google search history.
I got you.
Thanks,
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, bro. I got you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.